Hello, and welcome to another exciting edition of Superstar Radio with your host, LaShawn Suber. She's a career counselor, motivational speaker, as well as life coach. So sit back, prepare to be entertained as well as informed. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, LaShawn Suber.
Hello.
Brittany, can you?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I do apologize for technical difficulties, but I thank you so much for staying on. So welcome to Superstar Radio 2018. I'm so happy to be here. I know I had a lot of technical difficulties going on. I do apologize for that. Happy New Year and welcome to the award-winning show, Superstar Radio, which hosts me, LaShawn Suber. I'm broadcasting live from the fabulous Somerset Hills. I am so excited to kick off this year with a bang. I would like to welcome the beautiful program director, Brittany Thomas Suber. Hey, Britt.
Hi, everybody. Sorry about the technical difficulties, but we're back on air. Yay.
Okay, great. Thank you. So she's responsible for our social media, our guests, our topics on the show, and she's also a superstar reporter. So tell us, Britt, what's going on? You want to go get your phone right quick?
Yes.
Okay. She'll get her phone and tell us all about what's going on with Superstar Radio. All the happenings that's going on in 2018. We got a lot of things that are actually going around. So she's going to go get her phone, and we're going to be right back. We just have to regroup real quick. Let me text my mom and tell her to call back in because we are live. I hope you guys had a wonderful start to your 2018. I know we did. So here is Britt. What's going on in 2018? New happening.
All right, so I did some research. You guys all know the auto show is coming. I'm looking at the dates here. It's actually going to start on January 28th. Day. It starts at 9 a.m. and it's going to run through January 28th. It's at the Cobo, and the tickets start at $7 through $14. I'm excited about the auto show. I haven't been in a while, so. And let me see what else we have here. We have... Oh my gosh, I'm so excited about this. It's the Winter Blast. I don't know if you guys been, but oh my gosh, it's so much fun. It's going to be downtown at Campus Marshes. And it starts on Friday. That is January 26th. Oh, and we also have another happening. One of our reporters, Maisha Johnson. Let's bring her on the air because she has a happening. Hey, Maisha.
Hello.
How are you?
Can everyone hear me?
Maisha?
Can you hear me?
Yes. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. I found a couple of events that are happening this weekend that I wanted to share. The first one is a free planetarium show that's open to the public. It will be at the Wayne State University College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, and that is this Friday. Actually, they have free shows every Friday, and it starts at 7 p.m., and that is basically you get to, for those of you who are not familiar with what a planetarium is like, it's basically showing you the stars, the constellations, the planets, things of that nature. So it's a free show, and it's really cool. They have a, like, state-of-the-art facility where you can come and look at that. And then also, as everyone, well, hopefully everyone knows, Monday is Martin Luther King Day. So the Henry Ford in Dearborn has free admission on Monday for everyone.
Okay. Okay, great. I'm glad you mentioned Dr. Martin Luther King, because we're going to celebrate birthdays, anniversaries, any type of celebration. So it's a lot of Martin Luther King events that's going around town. I know one event is up at Oak University, and Ed Gordon, everybody knows who Ed Gordon is. He's the keynote speaker for that event. So we are really happy to report that. So thank you so much, Brittany and Misha. So Misha, you want to stay on the line and chime in with the rest of the show?
Sure.
Okay, great. So what are your weekend plans? You have a great New Year's Eve. We had a great New Year's Eve. We are so happy to be here to kick off 2018 with Superstar Radio, also Superstar Entertainment. The scripture of the week, Brittany?
Stop trying to calm the storm. Calm yourself. The storm will pass. If you guys like that quote or that scripture and you want more, please contact superstarent@yahoo.com, and we get our scriptures from the wonderful Helen Wade.
So thank you. So that was powerful scripture. Stop trying to calm the storm. Calm yourself. The storm will pass. Right. So that's meant for all of us, actually. We got to make sure that we calm ourselves down, because we're always going to have storms, struggles, tribulations. We just need to calm ourselves down. Thank you so much for that. So to start our New Year's off 2018, I thought it was fitting to start with the founder and CEO of our company. He had a vision. He had a dream. He was inspired. And musically, he is beyond his years. He was a teenage DJ. Music is his life. It has inspired him to do things, and Superstar Entertainment was born, and the Superstar Entertainment LLC, I should say. So we just got our LLC in December, so congratulations to Superstar for that. We are an up-and-coming music entertainment business that showcases talented artists, musicians, DJs, and so this is his story. So let's welcome the one, the only, the CEO of Superstar Entertainment LLC, Jeff Super. Hey!
Hey, how's everybody doing?
How's it going?
Great.
First, I like to start off by saying happy birthday. Your birthday is Saturday, but happy birthday. You know, I'm a big fan of birthdays.
Yeah.
Yeah, happy
you.
Birthday.
Thank
so his
you.
Birthday is Saturday, so we're going to celebrate on Saturday for Jeff. But let's get right into it. So how did your love of music start, and what age was it?
Oh, man. I always loved music, as far as I can remember. There was always music in my house. My mother was a lover of music as well. And what happened was, at an early age, she used to give, I remember, I don't know, I might be dating myself, but back in the day, they had parties. And that's where everybody in the neighborhood would get together on a Friday and play music and play cards. Sometimes the parties would last the weekend. And they would play music and have food. And my job was, you know, and my mother would say, play that B.B. King record. I didn't know who B.B. King was, but I remember what the album cover looked like that she would always play. And then she would say, play that Al Green record, you know, and I would play various records for the parties. And I started to love the music, and I played more and more for these parties. It seemed like every weekend I was doing that. So my love for music started at a very early age. I would say around 10, 12. 12 years old.
Okay. So I remember you saying about you begged your mother at the
Yeah, I tell people my first concert that I ever went to at the age of 12, I begged my mother to take me to see the one and the only Lou Rawls.
Oh, my
Imagine
God.
Imagine that. 12-year-old kid wants to go see Lou Rawls.
Who does that?
And I had the best time. That was the best concert ever.
Wow. You want to see Lou Rawls at 12 years old. Wow. So your love of music started about 10, 12. And so when did the DJ love come? And why be a DJ?
Once again, playing the records and seeing how the people reacted to certain songs that I would play, I took that as something that I just wanted to do. I could, and as I began to do it over and over, I knew which records to play that would get certain reactions from different people, and I just knew that that's what I wanted to do from that point on.
How did you gather your equipment? Because that equipment was expensive. Like, what age did you start DJing?
Well, I started DJing professionally at 19, but before that, I pieced together equipment. I borrowed a turntable from here and a tape deck from here and made my own system, and I was DJing, making mixtapes back in the early 80s, I would say 85, 86.
Okay. So I understand that you went to Highland Park High School.
Oh, yeah.
Class of 87.
HP for life. Class of 87.
And you DJed everything there.
Oh, yeah. Back in high school, I DJed all through high school. I seemed like every weekend I did a party. I did the Icebreakers. I did the Homecomings. I did whatever we had, even my own prom. So I was really popular in high school. So, you know, every time a party came up, I was loading up, ready to go.
Okay. All right. So for our listeners out there, if you want to jump in and ask Jeff a question, feel free to press number one and I'll bring you on to the line. You can ask a question because as we know, the way to go right now is entrepreneurship. So he stepped out on faith with, you know, being a DJ. So have you DJed for any famous people?
Yeah, a couple times. Actually, I started DJing in the clubs at the age of 19, when I wasn't even old enough to get in the clubs. I lied about my age, and I DJed in the club for like 2 years. Little club called Pages on 6 Mile DeQuinder.
Is that still?
No, it's been closed a few years now, but it was a neighborhood bar, but it was a pretty popular spot, and I really honed my craft there, and a lot of local celebrities were coming there, and one particular evening, Carl Carlton of Bad Mama Jamma fame came in there and he asked me to play his record and I played it and he sang for the crowd. And that was my first time I ever really played for a celebrity, so to speak.
Were you anybody's famous DJ? Did you, before they were famous?
Anybody's famous DJ? What do you mean?
Kid Rock.
Oh, wow. Yeah, back in the day, me and Kid Rock used to DJ together up in Mount Clemens. Tell everybody, back then, back in, I say, 86, 87, we used to, Kid Rock and myself were friends, and I used to spend the night at his house, and we would come up with different mixes and do parties together in Mount Clemens, and then sometimes he would come down to Detroit, and we would do shows down in Detroit, and that's how we became friends.
Okay, all right. So how did you come about wanting to start your own company? Like, how did that come about? When did it come about?
Well, always, like I said, DJing was my passion. But after so long, I got into the producing in the late 80s. And I DJed for a rapper. And we were actually signed to a record label. And that's when I started to not only play music, I started to produce the music. And then later on, as you know, I started to travel with the Dramatics. And as I traveled all over the United States, various cities and different shows, I learned the business and what not to do and what to do. And I decided to try it for myself.
Okay. All right. So where are you now with Superstar? Where do you see, where is it now and where is it going?
Oh, man. Right now, I'm so excited about releasing my first commercial release on my artist by the name of Jen. It's an R&B project, and it's very near and dear to my heart because I really worked hard at it. All my production, with the help of some really good friends of mine, we put together a nice piece of work that I'm really proud of, and we're going to be releasing that at the end of the month.
Okay, that's a nice birthday gift to yourself, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right, good. And so who's on your roster?
Well, I have, like I said, Jen, and I also have an artist by the name of Twan. He's a keyboardist, and actually he plays all instruments, and he also sings.
Okay.
Very talented individual, and I'm really proud of both my artists. And I have also my kids that are DJs, as you know, and we're looking for more talent all the time. I'm always on the hunt for new and exciting talent. So we're looking for big things in 2018.
So if you are a singer, a songwriter, a musician, please reach out to Superstar Entertainment. You can give me a call. I am actually the president and talent manager, 248-506-1272. I have to put that little plug in there. So what projects are you working on? Are you just working on, I know Jen's album is coming out. What's the name of her album?
Step Into My Mind.
Okay. And if you are on my Facebook page, a snippet of some of her songs are on my Facebook page, along with Jeff's page as well. And so what other projects are you doing? Showcases, listening parties? What's on the horizon?
Well, the 21st of this month, we'll be shooting our first music video. And after that, we'll be working on Twan's album. We'll be right back in the studio working on Twan's album.
Okay, so you're shooting a music video. That's exciting to do, getting everybody together and making sure everybody look cute for this video. Any other projects that you're working on? With Superstar being an LLC, like where do you see? I know 2018, we got so much going on. We want to make sure that we pace ourselves and do things right. So where do you see the business actually going in the future?
Oh, man, it's funny you should say that. I was in a business meeting last night with a good friend of mine who wants to invest. And we're looking at a couple things right now. One offer on the table for us is we're looking to do a gospel play. So we're doing looking to do plays, looking to promote concerts. Somebody mentioned about a movie script, you know, anything entertainment wise, we're going to be all over it. The sky's the limit. I'm really excited and motivated, and I'm going to be trying to do a little bit of everything this year.
I remember when we were living back in Berkeley, and you had your studio, and you had Dave over, and you had Uncle Tony.
Oh, man. That's my guy. I miss Uncle Tony all the time. Every time I go in the studio, I think of him.
I think his presence is in all our studios. He would have been a part of Superstar Entertainment.
Absolutely.
Exactly. I don't know
Absolutely.
What part he would have been in, but tell that story to our listeners. For those of you who don't know, my youngest uncle could sing, he could play, self-taught everything, and he was so motivated, and Jeff and Dave was really his inspiration, because he had the love of music in his heart. And so Uncle Tony didn't follow directions all the time. We know that. So they lived up in Ipsy, and they went to go pick him up.
Let me tell you a story. Okay, so we had a two-bedroom apartment, and the second bedroom we completely took over as a studio. So we had all this equipment in this second bedroom, and we used to go get Uncle Tony from Ypsilanti and bring him down to record with us. It would be me, Dave, and Uncle Tony for the longest. And we had the best times. I mean, we recorded some very good stuff. And the thing was, we kept telling Uncle Tony, whatever you do, do not hit this switch. And for some reason, he hit the switch and erased about 3 weeks worth of work. And we were so upset, but it was like, that's my uncle. What can I do?
That is so funny, but we really dedicate actually Superstar to him. Our first showcase, I want to dedicate to my Uncle Tony, our Uncle Tony, because he plays such a big part.
Absolutely.
In our lives.
Oh, Tony would be always.
Oh my gosh, you think he would probably try to live with us, right?
Absolutely.
In the basement. So, what are your favorite? Like growing up, what are your favorite artists? Like, who did you love?
Prince, The Time, like say Lou Ross, all over the place. These were the things that I was exposed to. Anywhere from gospel to blues to jazz. I mean, I can remember listening to Grover Washington Jr. and B.B. King and Albert King. And, I mean, the list goes on. You name it, I listened to it, and it was played around me. In the gospel side, we listened to Tessie Hill and Andre Crouch and the Messengers, and all these things were being played. Every Saturday morning, my mother would get up and play music. I mean, no matter what, it was some type of music going on in my house at all times. And Sunday, every Sunday, it was gospel. I mean, all through the week, it was secular, but Sunday, you wake up to the gospel music every Sunday in my house. And that's how I began to love all genres of music. I mean, it was all around me all the time.
It's interesting because when Jeff and I met and I told him, you know, he told me he liked the Shy Lights and Harold Melvin's Blue Notes, you know, all the older 70s popular groups. And I explained to him that my uncle was in the group, and he was like, who is your uncle? You know, so I said, Wee G. Howard of the Dramatics. That's not your uncle. Yes, he is. I mean, we went back and forth until we went to go visit my grandmother, and I said, Grandma, who is your son? Who the sings, and she said, oh, Wee G. Howard. He did not believe me, and that's one of his favorite groups.
Absolutely.
Is the Dramatics, and ironically, he toured with them for like 7 years for the Dramatics, but Jeff is a type of person where you can hum a song, and he would know what it is, and I'm glad that we grew up in the same era, because we listen to a lot of music here. I never bought music.
Yeah.
I didn't have to. I never bought music.
As a matter of fact, I'll tell this story. When we first met, you had a brand new vehicle with a six disc changer, absolutely not a single disc. I said, who does that? I said, hold up. We got to go get you some music right now. I took her, and this is a true story, I took her to the music store, and I filled up her disc changer with,
yeah.
I bought her six discs that day. And I don't know how much play they got, but I bought them and it was
good. Oh, I played them, yeah. One of the particular CDs that he bought was when Erykah Badu first came out. What was the name of her first?
Baduism.
Baduism.
Yeah.
And so that was one of my favorite artists. She still is. And her CD. Ironically, fast forward, 20-something years, Brianna, DJ Breezy, said, hey, mommy, this is one of my favorite songs. And she plays a song off of Baduism. And I'm going like, oh, my gosh, how ironic that is. And her musical mind is very vast.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I could walk by my daughter's room and hear Aretha Franklin or Jackie Wilson or anybody. It's phenomenal how her music palette is. It's very vast.
So she can go from the trap music to Motown. That's just really weird. But she loves Prince, Michael Jackson. What's that instrumental she loved that?
Oh, Ronnie Laws.
Ronnie Laws. That's one of her favorite songs. So she gets that, you know, from her dad of the love of music. And I didn't know how important music was until Jeff and I got together. I mean, we can just take a ride and just listen to music. Like, music is everything. It's so interesting because I would say
speaking of taking a ride and listening to music, I remember when you and myself and my mother-in-law was coming back from somewhere and we were listening to music and she just wanted to keep riding because we had such a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Just listening to music.
Yeah. So, you know, that's how that is. And it's ironic because I'm now into music, but Jeff has always been in music. Brianna's always been in music. And I wanted to represent them by, I love tattoos. I don't have a lot, but I love them. So I want to represent them by having a tattoo. So I got Brianna's name and I got a music note. What's that?
Treble clef.
That's what that is, right? So So I go and I'm like, oh my gosh, you're gonna be so excited. I got
wait a minute,
this trouble
wait a minute.
Class.
How do you have a music sign tattooed on your body and you don't know what it is?
It's the big music note.
Okay, we're going.
So the big music note. So he was with the Dramatics for the weekend. I'm gonna surprise him and show him this tattoo I have, and he was like, wait a minute, why you have that? And I was like, that's a symbolism for you. You know, you and Brianna for the music. So
yeah.
the big music note that I have tattooed.
What is it
is
called?
The big music note.
No, what is it called?
Oh, the treble clef.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
Okay. So the big music note. So that was part of my tribute to my husband. But Superstar Entertainment, we're so excited. And I had this radio show like 5 or 6 years ago, and I brought it back. But I wanted to bring it back with a different flair. I wanted to bring it back with more guests and topics and different things like that. So I had to think long and hard and pray about what I wanted to call my show, where I want my show to go. I have big plans for this show, and I know my technical difficulties. I think I handled myself really well today with the technical difficulties. I was pretty calm with that because I know what's going to happen, and I believe. And so I wanted to think about what the name of the show was going to be. And I think Superstar is our last name, basically a play on words, and we get a lot of great feedback from that, and I think it's really great. So we're trying to get that name out. So Superstar Radio was born from that. And so we want to make sure that, you know, I'm excited about our videos coming up. I'm actually kind of directing that a little bit and getting all the extras for that. So that's going to come up. We're going to get Twan's project off and running. And you guys will usually have band rehearsal on Mondays and Wednesdays. Unfortunately, it was canceled today, but things happen for a reason. But we have band rehearsal. So one of my visions for Superstar Entertainment is to have a showcase in our backyard this summer. I'm looking into how to do that and actually pull that off in the daytime, so it won't kind of like our neighbors will call the police type of thing. So I do want to invite my neighbors to this. My vision is, you know, for my backyard to have a stage. I see a tent. I see chairs. I see a lot of people. I want to have it catered. And actually, I spoke to someone today that does catering, and she's willing to help us out with that. Because usually in July, we have a big 4th of July and Jeff Cook and everything. But he's going to be really busy with the bands and stuff. So I just want to showcase that. So I'm actually working on that. To have a showcase in our basement. I mean, our backyard. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be great.
So
I just want to take the time out to shout out someone special. My aunt and my uncle, Bill and Linda, they've been always supportive and absolutely.
Yes,
I
yes.
love them to death. So
yes.
I just want to send that shout out to them.
Yes. They
actually donated a drum set actually for rehearsal.
Exactly. Yes, we got a drum set donated, and it wasn't just any drum set.
Oh man, it was a top of the line drum set.
Every drummer, it hasn't been a lot because we're very particular, but the drummers that have come over here and have sat down and played on our wonderful blessed drum set have said this was outstanding. This is no cheatness.
Right.
This is great. So
and
thank you.
I love them for that.
Thank you. And everybody has been supportive of us. You know, I called my beautiful niece today and asked her about being an extra in the video and all that kind of great stuff. You know, my mother has been a supportive, and we love you guys for that. We are working really, really hard on this. This is a vision for both of us to have. And I know it's not easy for us to for husband and wife to work together because Jeff and I do bump heads on a lot of things, but I have to remember that he is the CEO, so I do run things by him. But then I come from a takeover spirit family.
Yes, you do.
And things I just take over. But I do the back end business of it. He does the producing and going into the studio and the vocals and different things like that. So that's very creative that we have. And we're just so blessed and we're so happy that we are really exploring our company now. And it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be big.
Absolutely.
So,
and speaking of being big, getting to this point, I just want to take time to thank you as a supportive wife, because without you, I wouldn't be able to accomplish a lot of things that I have so far.
Thank you.
And I really appreciate you. I want you to know that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, babe. I appreciate you, too. So we are going to do big things. Like I said, when we have our artists, and we're going to get more artists, I ran into a talented young lady last week. She's a songwriter. I can't wait to collaborate with that and see what type of songs that she writes and see if that's, you know, feasible to what we're trying to do. And we always try to lift each other up and build each other up and not tear each other down.
Absolutely.
Because that's what God wants us to do and to be a force to be reckoned with. So I think that's just wonderful. So if you have any questions for Jeff, DJ questions, I mean, I'm just so partial because he's the best DJ, right?
Right.
So everybody, you see it right.
If you say so, that means it's
yeah, right. Exactly. I do have a question. My question to you is, how did you know, or did you know that your kids were going to follow in your footsteps as far as DJing? Because we did not see that.
Absolutely not. I had no idea. My son Jay is an absolutely phenomenal DJ.
I didn't know he could DJ like that.
And you know, it makes me so proud when I see him and the way he's taking what I started and taking it to a whole nother level. The boy is bad. And I'm not just saying that because he's my son.
Oh,
my
God.
The boy can really go. And then Brianna, oh, man, that blindsided me totally.
But wait, we got her into, like,
piano lessons,
violin,
dancing. We had no idea that she, out of the whole entertainment thing, she would want to do DJing. And she's taking off with it, and she's getting better every day. I've seen a tremendous growth in her from the last 6 months to now. I mean, she's doing very well in the DJ field.
Yeah, she actually have a gig on Sunday, and it's interesting because it's a 7-year-old birthday party, and they're having animals there, y'all, like a zoo, like a safari. So I'm excited about going. I think, Maisha, did you say you wanted to go with us to this gig to see the animals?
Yes, I do.
So, you know, you think your kids are not looking at you. You think they're not listening to you, but they are. And like I said, that whole the family of DJs, I mean, the legacy is, you know, you don't see that a lot. And I do thank all of our family and our friends for supporting Breezy. She has, I'm actually doing an Excel spreadsheet about how many gigs that she's had last year compared to the year before last, and see, because this is big business. It's almost like, and you guys, kids' birthday parties is huge. She's done from 1-year-old to 16.
Yeah.
And she got a request to do a 30-year-old anniversary party on May 27th. Deposit already has been paid. And when I talked to the lady, I said, "You sure you're interested in Breezy? Because I have two other DJs." And she said, "Yes, I am." She said, "You guys did my 10-year-old birthday party, and my aunt was there, and she specifically asked for Breezy." So we love, love, love repeat business. I got an email the other day for her to do a kitty disco for Easter. So we love repeat business, and that's the sacrifice, you know, for our children, because we had no idea about this DJ thing. I was telling Jay a long time ago, I said, when you get to college, there's going to be a lot of college parties, and, you know, so he couldn't quite grasp it, and then he got it, and he does a lot of clubbing, like the club DJ. So I'm really proud of our children for that. And then Brittany, she's helping out with the business. She helps, she's a program director with Superstar Entertainment, and we have her doing some other projects. So we are a family of business, about our business.
Absolutely.
So I am so excited about our projects and things that we come up.
No,
and
the main thing about my vision for Superstar Entertainment is I want to leave something that I can be proud of to my kids.
Of course.
And my grandbaby.
Exactly.
Something that she can take over 30 years from now, or 25, or however.
It's interesting because DJ Khaled puts his son
executive producer.
Executive producer.
And he'll always get a check.
He will always. That little boy is only, what, 4 or 5?
He will get a check for the rest of his life.
Mike, is he like 4 or 5? He's not even like older than 5. Is he 3? Do you know?
He's 1.
Oh my gosh, he's 1 year old and he's like a millionaire already, right?
Yeah.
So that's what we want to do. So we're going to put, you know, our kids and our grandbabies, the names and everything, because we want to get that together. I was talking to someone today, and I was like, that's funny because I'm almost 50 years old, and things are really popping off for us. And this person said, you know what? That was your time. This is our time.
You know, here's the story, and we were talking about this at work. One of my employees, we were talking about, you have to stay the course. You know, if I would have never said I wanted to do Superstar Entertainment and just give it my all, I would have always wondered what if.
Yes.
And then I tell everybody this, like we were talking about, Quincy Jones was one of the greatest producers ever. But he didn't make his biggest record till he was after 50 years old, which was Thriller.
Oh, wow.
He produced Thriller at over 50 years old. Now, he was already popular from all the work he did in the 60s and the 70s, but he didn't make his biggest album until he was 50-some years old.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
So that's inspiring to me because here I am on the verge of being 50.
Yeah, boy.
And I'm going to keep doing what I do, you know, until, you know, I can't do it anymore.
Okay, any comments, any encouragement? You know, we have to encourage each other and lift each other up. And the point of Superstar Radio is to showcase us, our businesses, what we're having accomplished, what's coming up. So that's our showcase because we have to really, you know, help out each other and make sure people are, you know, taken care of. We got to take care of us. We can't knock anybody down. We have to pull people up. So if you have any questions, any comments that you want to give, any encouraging words that you want to give, that would be greatly appreciated with that. So, Jeff, you have any more information or anything you want to say? Or
no, I just really wish that everybody would just support the project. It's a really good project, and you'll really be pleased if you take the time to listen to it. I think everybody will support it, and I thank everybody who's been a part of getting us to this point.
Oh yeah, we've been working really, really hard, and Superstar Entertainment has. I mean, I have big plans. I have really big plans, and I have other ventures that I'm looking into right now to add to our umbrella of under the company, and so. Thank you so much, Jeff, for being my first guest of 2018. I am really inspired. You have inspired me. You have pushed me. I thank you. You have pushed me to be a better businesswoman, to learn about the business. I still don't know a lot about the business, but I'm learning about the business as we go. So I think we have a great working relationship.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, I would say so myself. So we have a great working relationship. And so I would like to thank my husband because he's wonderful.
Thank you.
So for the next show, you guys, which is next week, I really want to get into the subject of the laws of attraction because I think it's really important to start that off the new year. I don't know if you remember Oprah had a show and she had what is called The Secret, and it was the laws of attraction. So whatever energy that you put out in the universe, be it positive or negative, you get that back. So we're going to really explore the laws of attraction. So I do have a question that was emailed to me in the portion called Ask the Recruiter. And so the question is, after an interview, do I need to send a thank you card? You always send a thank you card. You can also email the thank you card just to let the interviewer know that you are interested in the position. And that you are qualified. I mean, you can go and put that information in the email or the thank you card, but it just sets you apart from everyone else to let them know you appreciate their time for the interview. So we're going to have live shows, live broadcasts, of course, working on a YouTube channel. That's one of our next ventures. But Salon Cliché wanted me to advertise Cliché Couture Collection, Brazilian hair, silky straight, loose wave, or straight. Call Tisha Johnson, 313-974-0995, or visit her on Facebook at Cliché Couture Collection. And Brittany, our program director, is actually wearing the hair. So I want to get a live review about the hair. How long have you been wearing this hair?
I've been wearing it for about a month now, over a month. Yeah. And I would say it is some really nice hair. I've had the loose wave texture as well. And that hair was beautiful. The silky straight hair is also great. It is manageable. It has a natural luster to it. It's not too shiny. And also, when you wash it, it has a little wave pattern that comes back. But when you straighten it, it goes silky straight. So I really like the hair. You guys should try it out.
Okay. And so I know income taxes are coming up, so you may want to get you some hair for like the spring and the summer. Maisha, aren't you wearing the hair too?
I am. I am currently wearing the straight hair, and I previously had the loose wave hair.
Okay, so what's the difference for you?
I personally like to wear my hair straight, so I was straightening the loose wave a lot. It never lost its curl pattern. It didn't shed. It was full of luster, and the same thing with the straight hair too.
Okay, okay, great. So if you want to get cute for the spring and the summer, go ahead and get you some hair from Cliche Couture Collection. As always, if you would like to be a guest on my show, or you know someone who wants to be a guest of the show, or have any topics you would like to discuss, please give us a call or send us an email. If you need a DJ for any occasions, we cover all genres. We got the new school, we got the newer school, we got the old school. So whatever DJs that you need, please give us a call. That we can supply that need as well. And the info for the radio show is 646-564-9995. I do apologize for my crazy technical difficulties. I had no clue what was going on, so I had to restart my computer and do it all over again. But I'm glad that we had a chance to spend this evening together. So thank you so much for my loyal listeners. You guys mean the world to me. And this is our platform to shine. So this is our time to let down our hair and say what we want to say. And, you know, just a hour of just us being us. And we are heard around the world because I do have listeners in all different, like New York and Chicago and Ohio. So I do appreciate those listeners. And, of course, my loyal listeners in Michigan. So I do appreciate you guys, too. Maisha, you have anything else you want to add to that?
No, that's it. I hope everyone has a good rest of the week and a great weekend.
Yes, have a great weekend. It's a long weekend. You got to work on Monday? I don't work on Monday.
No, I am off on Monday.
Yeah, so we're going to have a nice long weekend. I'm going to celebrate Jeff's birthday and go to the gig on Sunday and take a lot of pictures of the animals. I can't believe these people are having animals. But anyway, so I'm going to do that and then work in the business and work on the video that we have. Shout out to Salon Cliche for supplying a portion of the venue for the video that we're going to shoot. So as always, thank you so much for being a wonderful audience, wonderful listeners. Thank you for dealing with the technical difficulties. And we'll see you back here next week where we're going to get into the laws of attraction. So you take care. God bless.
We hope you enjoyed another exciting episode of Superstar Radio with your host, LaShawn Subra. Please tune in each and every Wednesday, 8:30 p.m., for more great topics and exciting guests. The number, 646-564-9995. For information for Superstar Entertainment or LaShawn Subra, please call us directly at 248-506-1272 or email us at superstarent@yahoo.com.
Superstar Productions.